Listen, if you have to wait until you get paid to buy me something, give me money, send me somewhere on vacation while you work, if you're going to hit me with the, babe, go ahead and pay it and I'll pay you next week when I get paid, bleh. Listen, my advice to you is to stay single and save your money. You cannot afford to be in no relationship, especially with a woman like me.
The wall. Has anyone ever heard about the wall?
A wall. A big, beautiful wall. A wall.
Especially with a woman like me.
The wall.
The wall. Wall. It's gonna be a big, fat, beautiful wall.
Especially with a woman like me.
Who's a hole?
A great wall. And the wall just got 10 feet taller.
If you're broke, you shouldn't be dating. Or something along those lines, we hear this message a ton in today's day and age.
This has to do with, if you're broke, you shouldn't be dating. If you don't got no money to take care of a woman how a woman should be taken care of, you shouldn't be dating. And if you feel like a woman should take care of herself and man shouldn't take care of her, you shouldn't be dating.
So let's dive into this. Let's break this down. Why are we seeing so much of this? And shout out to Counselor on Instagram, 3Ls. Great channel. Give them a follow on Instagram. That's where we got the videos and memes for today. Let's start with something that you probably have heard before is a stereotype. Core differences between men and women. Men relate to the world around them through logic and reason. Women relate to the world around them through emotions and feelings. Now, the scary thing about something like this is it's only the partial truth. If you don't understand the differences trap, that you'll get in big trouble. So here's the trap. With men versus women, it's literally switching places in a sense when you think about love and relationships. So, women operate very logically and with reason, opportunistic, and men operate with their emotions and feelings, more romantic, when you're dealing with love and relationships. Hypergamy is rational, a man's love is not. Here's a quick example. So, this video of Steffi Graf, tennis star, listen to this, she'll explain what I mean. How much do you make? Very opportunistic. You see that? It's very logical and with reason. You know, you're going out on a date with a girl. She asks you, oh, what do you do? What do you do for work? Oh, what kind of car do you drive? Very opportunistic in the way that she loves.
How much money do we have?
So this is why, right? If you've heard, men and women do not love the same way. That's what they're alluding to. And just think, it makes sense. For her biology, she needs security. A woman has the innate potential to get pregnant and become extremely vulnerable for 9 months. It makes sense that she would need to select the best possible mate to help. That is inside of each woman. Even if she doesn't want children, it doesn't change the fact that this is inside of her because of the fact that she could get pregnant. That is why she has hypergamy and men do not. Let's see what Granny here has to say.
Have you ever loved a man, Mima?
Ever loved a man?
Have you ever loved a man?
No.
Never?
Never.
But you were married.
So she's never loved a man. What does she mean by that? Well, again, love in the way it's drawn up to us, the Disney love that us men fall for, right? Men are the true romantics in that sense. We're brainwashed in women have the opportunistic hypergamy, so that is why women think that we're simps. Not only are there a bunch of simps around, but we have different love strategies and men are bought into the lie because that's what's pushed on mainstream. Granny here did not marry for love. In other day and ages, marriage wasn't meant for love. It was more opportunistic for both parties. It was more of a logical decision between both parties. So that's another problem with today's day and age, trying to, you know, believe in the, oh, we're going to get married for love thing. Granny here got married for an opportunity to have a family and have a partner. That was more instilled in her, you know, time frame, in her day and age. But guys, like we always talk about, the problem is all roadblocks were removed. Today, promiscuity and sexual liberation are empowerment. With that mindset, social media and online dating apps, hypergamy has spiraled out of control.
Listen, call it what you want, but I can't date no man that can't provide for me. Like, being a woman, being a baddie, being a glam girl is expensive, all right? These nails cost money. This hair costs money. This outfit costs money. To groom yourself, whether you are doing laser, whether you're doing waxing, like, you know, makeup, your lashes, like, being a baddie is expensive. So if you can't take me to a nice restaurant, if you can't invest into my business, if you can't do nothing for me, if you can't put me in an Uber, I'm sorry. We don't got nothing to talk about.
But I love her though.
She belongs to the street.
So sad, so sad, so sad. That you think yours.
She belongs to the street.
You might have said you love that girl, but she belongs to the gang. And when she with me, I let her do her thing.
So the difference between Granny's mindset and day and age and today's women is we've had shows like Sex in the City praising monkey branching, praising the darker sides of hypergamy. Modern society praises single moms and female serial daters, making matters worse. So because of this, guys, the modern thought you gotta be cautious of. And me personally, how I categorize a thought is any woman that buys into the collective sisterhood, any woman that buys into mainstream these days. Because if she's bought into mainstream society and culture, she is going to be in this modern thought category where she does not hold marriage, kids, and or long-term relationships as a priority. She's an empowered woman, strong and independent. So modern thoughts have that collective sisterhood mindset, and they are dating, they're doing relationships these days a totally different way. It's very, very opportunistic. And how I wanted to relate this back to the most recent video I put out about alpha seeds and beta needs to understand this game, guys, is again, let's go back to hypergamy simplified. A woman wants the highest status man that she can attain to protect and provide for herself and her children, blah, blah, blah. So one could argue, like we've talked about many times, with all the overinflation of a woman's standards and ego because of social media, online dating apps, etc., and the propaganda she hears everywhere she walks around about strong, empowered woman, you could understand why her hypergamy no longer believes it needs to meet this desire with one man. That's a big difference. Granny knew that she needed to do the best she could with one man to get everything she can. But women these days, guess what? They are out there looking for the best of both worlds. They're getting it all with their beta mon. They're getting the alpha seeds. They're getting the beta needs. And whatever they're not getting, they're getting the opposite from our society and culture today. Here's an example. I want another kid, but don't want the dad around. So she wants to have another seed, but she does not want to fulfill the commitments or responsibilities of the beta need story. She doesn't want that relationship where she has to still be the wife or the girlfriend. She just wants the seed. Get me out of there. Give me your money. Allie here says, I got married, divorced, had a baby by a different man, and now a single mom who has an OnlyFans. What a life to live at 22 years old. Did a reverse. She got the beta needs met early, got divorced, got her financial security there, and now she experienced the alpha seeds, got her alpha seed baby. She's still a single mother. Now she's got OnlyFans. She can get more financial security from those beta mon. So when I say today's world is the Wild West out there of dating, this is what I mean. Women are out there trying to meet all of their needs with as many guys as they can. We've seen video after video of the rotations and all of that type of stuff, guys. A woman's ego is so inflated these days that she wants to just shout out to all the men out there, if you're broke, stop dating so I don't have to weed through you. I want the Chad and Tyrones with money.
Me as a woman, I value myself, my time, and there's only a type of man that I'm willing to have around me. The type of man who knows how to get money, who has money, and who loves women enough to cater to them.
And you see this same exact attitude right here on female dating strategy. It's important to have goals. These women, this is their leveling up goals. What do you want to be when you grow up? Inya lives alone in a castle with her cats and her 91 million fortune. In today's day and age, guys, this is what women can aspire towards, because that right there would be the beta need situation, and then she could taste whatever she wants to, single free, with no controls on her.
This is what I made tonight. I'm gonna count it for you guys. I don't think I made that much, but we'll see. I made $81 and we were open from 7:30 to 12 tonight. Closed early because it was dead, so yeah. I'm coming at you guys with more tips and tricks. Every stripper gets a stage name, guys. Take advantage of it. You want your name to represent you and kind of sell the type of stripper you're gonna be. This can be an example of if you're gonna be a dominant, sweet, whatever, you know. It also helps you stand out, so give them a name that they'll remember.
The modern thought, this is her new dream. It'll be alone, rich, in a castle with your cats, and no man can tell you what to do. That's what we're dealing with. Oh boy. So I will leave you with this. Just always remember, hypergamy isn't romantic. Hypergamy is strictly looking out for her best interests. It's inside her body. It cares about her survival, not yours. So even if she loves you, quote unquote, you aren't immune to this.
Find a man who's gonna take care of you, who's gonna put you on a pedestal, who's gonna treat you like a queen, who's gonna spoil you, who's gonna love you like a woman should be loved.
So if you're broke, don't try. My hypergamy doesn't have time to weed through that. Make it easy for me. Bow down. I am the queen goddess. Gotta love the ladies these days. See you guys. Take care. Don't forget, subscribe, like, comment, share the video, definitely subscribe.